Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. Today, we listen to the latest album from singer-songwriter Ledisi. Answer a listener's question about the theme music from the special English program Explorations, and tell about the popular book Three Cups of Tea. A book called Three Cups of Tea has been on the bestseller lists in the United States for more than a year. It has sold more than 1 million copies. The book tells the true story of how one person can make a difference in the lives of many people. Barbara Klein tells us about that person and his story.
The subtitle of Three Cups of Tea is One Man's Mission to Promote Peace, One School at a Time. That man is Greg Mortensen. He wrote the book with reporter David Oliver Rellin. Greg Mortensen was born in the state of Minnesota and grew up near Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania. His parents were religious workers who started a teaching hospital and international school there. Mortensen became a nurse who worked in hospital emergency rooms. He loved to climb mountains. In 1993, he attempted to climb K2 in Pakistan, the second highest mountain in the world. He failed to reach the top, and he became separated from his climbing group on the way down. He was extremely tired, sick, and lost. He had no food, water, or shelter. Mortensen finally reached a poor village called Korfi in the Karakoram Mountains of Pakistan. The villagers had never seen a foreigner before. They provided food and a place to sleep and nursed him back to health. Mortensen became friends with the villagers and asked to see their school, but they had no school. Greg Mortensen promised to return and build a school for the children of the village. This was not easy. He had to return to the United States, ask people for money, purchase materials in Pakistan, transport them to the village, and supervise the building. But he finally carried out his promise after more than 3 years. That first school in Korfi was so successful that he decided to continue building schools in Pakistan and later Afghanistan. It turned out to be a remarkable humanitarian campaign. Three Cups of Tea tells about the many interesting people Mortensen met and the problems he faced. He survived a kidnapping by the Taliban and a firefight between opposing Afghan groups. He also faced opposition by Islamic religious leaders, death threats, and long separations from his wife and children. To date, Mortensen and his foundation, the Central Asia Institute, have built more than 60 schools. The schools are teaching more than 25,000 children, more than half of them girls. The schools were built in rural areas of Pakistan and Afghanistan, where some people have turned to extremism and terrorism. Mortensen believes that education is the best weapon against terrorism and the influence of Islamic militants. Three Cups of Tea tells the story of how his efforts have given thousands of children a chance for a better life. Many people have called Greg Mortensen a true American hero. The title of his book comes from something Haji Ali, the village chief of Corfe, tells Mortensen. The first time you share tea with a Balti, you are a stranger. The second time you take tea, you are an honored guest. The third time you share a cup of tea, you become family. You must make time to share three cups of tea. Now there is a CD called Three Cups of Tea. Greg Mortensen's 9-year-old daughter, Amira, recorded it along with Jenny Fleming. Money from sales of this CD will help the Central Asia Institute that Mortensen heads.
Our listener question this week comes from Vietnam. Nguyen Duong Thuen asks about the beautiful music we play at the beginning and end of the special English program Explorations. Here is a little of that song called All Souls Waltz. Musicians Peter Cater and R. Carlos Nakai wrote All Souls Waltz. The song is on their album Honorable Sky. It was released in 1994. Peter Cater is from Germany. He was raised in New Jersey. He plays the piano. R. Carlos Nakai is of native Navajo Ute ancestry. He grew up in Arizona. He plays the Native American flute. Honorable Sky is part of a series of albums Cater and Nakai recorded together. They say the work is an exploration of male soulfulness and of close ties between people. In the liner notes of Honorable Sky, Peter Cater says he writes many songs in honor of the Earth. He says humans depend on the planet and must care for it. R. Carlos Nakai notes a feeling of loneliness throughout the music on Honorable Sky. We hear this clearly on All Souls Waltz. Singer-songwriter Ledisi performed in jazz and rhythm and blues clubs for more than 15 years before her first major album was released. As more people hear her soulful voice, they ask, "Who is Ledisi and where has she been?" Mario Ritter has the answers.
Ledisi Young was born in New Orleans, Louisiana, more than 30 years ago. Ledisi means to bring forth in the Yoruba language of Nigeria. Many people had not heard of Ledisi until she received a Grammy nomination for Best New Artist of 2007. She said she was very honored to be recognized by the music industry. However, she said she laughed when she received the news because her first album, Soul Singer, was released in 1998. The song, Take Time, became a favorite among her fans.
Just to keep you strong in rush hour and you're late. There's nothing to do but sit and wait.
Ledisi also received a Grammy nomination for Best Rhythm and Blues Album for Lost and Found. It is her first album released by a major record company. Ledisi says she wrote the song All Right during a time of professional struggles and successes. She sings about remaining positive even when faced with situations that are not perfect.
This life can make me so confused, but it's all right. Living day by day, I feel so used, that ain't right. I just wanna run and hide. Are running through my head, it's alright. Wishing to be somewhere else but here, and it's alright. I can't wait to see your face. I need a smile in your embrace. I'm alright, alright. Yeah.
Many people now know the answer to the question, who is Ledisi? Music critics say her powerful voice and soulful songs will be around for a very long time. We leave you with another song by Ledisi from her album Lost and Found. Here is In the Morning.
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program today. It was written by Shelley Gullist, Lawan Davis, and Katie Weaver, who was also the producer. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.